Hi, welcome to today's episode titled, Why Does a Library Matter Anyway? If you turn on the television, the radio sets, or browse through social media in today's Nigeria, you're likely to come away slightly aghast by the quality of thought and the expression of that thought. An alarming number of individuals struggle to bring clarity to their expressions while an even larger swathe of interlocutors seem at sea, bobbing in a mass of non-speak and, quite frankly, nonsense. Where communications should hold forth, cacophony prevails. Where logic ought to enjoy reserved seating, emotions, raw emotions hold sway. Why is this, you might ask? My response would be, we are operating within an ever-shrinking frame of reference with which to make sense of the world around us. Let's begin from birth. A child is born, a child is compelled by the time she has attained the age of understanding to imbibe whatever linguistic rubrics her worldview defines for her. She must speak as she is spoken to. Her listening ability and comprehension is limited so that although she can hear you, her mind is unable to factor out the meaning of your words. Usually, lean financial resources will mean that unless she is, you know, naturally predisposed to a life of literacy, she will begin a tragic journey to which she becomes cocooned to a life of symbols and signs, not articulate words and expressions. She will not be able to afford books, and where she can, she finds that they are competing with other pressing demands for her attention. And in that way, she is lost to civilization. Why have we come this low, you might say? The reason for this descent is not far-fetched. It is hiding in plain sight, actually. We do not create a sense of curiosity, of mystery around written records. We do not have a cultural affinity for written records among the wider population. We do not collect and treasure written records. Of course, I'm referring to books, you know, that papery bundle of tree barks which disclosed your secrets only to the inquiring mind. In the United States, for example, there is a culture of collecting baseball cards, of collecting stamps, of collecting things, and building a frame of reference for those things. I was reading a website recently and found that in some states in the United States of America, in some states over there, in some school, a purse and a library card in that purse belonging to some girl who was a student at that school in the 1950s was discovered in some nook along the hallway, you know, in some nook along the hallway. There was a purse containing, you know, some sundry personal effects, as well as a library card of a young girl who used to go to school there in the 1950s. And so, more than, you know, six decades later, this purse that this young girl had lost, apparently, was discovered, and her library card was amongst the things discovered in her purse. I found it a little inspiring, really. That's a country, and that's a civilization that's built on written records and the appreciation of written records. And so, where might we find written records other than the internet, which is, you know, which is a great place to find, you know, written records and other related resources I find that, you know, the internet can be sometimes a distraction, especially if you're a young person. You know, you're naturally primed, if you're 17 years old, to seek out distractions. And so I think a library is a particularly useful resource where you can go to be quiet and to reflect, to imbibe, to interrogate and to examine and to turn over in your mind ideas and concepts and so on and so forth. So I remember that as a young child, as a young boy, I would collect, you know, literally hundreds of magazines, Time magazine, Newsweek magazine, The Economist, name it, and hundreds of these, which I would stack in a disused sack of rice. I would just store it away in my room and go back to them to read and to read again. And so libraries are crucial. I think that libraries encourage us to read more. You know, what one book can do, a library can do better. Because libraries allow us to interrogate expressions of knowledge against each other, strengthening the neural wiring that make our brains work. They enable us to pool, then process ideas in our subconscious minds in a way that a single book may not. When you have read a book written by Brian Tracy, for instance, and absorbed some of the knowledge within, you are then able to query what you know against the writing of perhaps John Maxwell. You'll start to feel your inner superpower grow. I am thankful that I got a chance to collect, to curate, and to quite frankly celebrate my own small library of intellectually stimulating content. I'm thankful to my father, you know, who bought a lot of those magazines that I read back in the day, and for my mother, who literally, you know, launched me into a world of literary pursuits. That's another story. But being able to collect my own books, magazines, and the like has shaped me to be who I am today. And while I felicitate in this for myself, I look around ruefully to note that a vast number of our young people here in Nigeria will not get a chance to collect and curate, to touch and to treasure their own library of books and other learning resources. And I maybe shouldn't go into all the details as to why, because they are legion. But it's worthy of grief, really, that vast numbers of our young people will not be steeped, immersed into the traditions of learning to which libraries belong. Many of them have no place to go to study, no quiet place, no intellectual sanctuary within which to absorb books and magazines and the like. And of course, if you know me, you know that I've complained that there is almost no place to go for a quiet drink and a quiet read in Nigeria. Literally, just pick any part of this country. Cafes are bustling with loud music, restaurants the same. Every nook and cranny, you know, is dedicated to noise and excitement of the senses, of the raw senses. I think that we need to build more libraries. We need to upgrade the current libraries. And I think that private individuals, you know, private commercial entities should invest in libraries, manage libraries. These are the places that we can go to build our minds. And it's a real shame because, you know, most times you're not going to be able to really study properly at home. Not everyone in this part of the world can afford a room to themselves where they can study in peace. You know, so I think it's a matter of national urgency that we build more libraries. We encourage more people to use libraries. It's going to be it's going to make or mar our chances of success in the very near future. And also, I realize that a lack of, you know, that the fewer people reading and attending libraries, and going to libraries to read, the larger the divide in communications. We're building some type of a tower of Babel. And, yeah, you know, there is a generation ahead of us speaking a certain type of, a certain variant of the language, of, you know, the English language, and another generation coming behind speaking in almost incomprehensible terms. And you might argue that that's the way the world works. I could agree. But I don't think that we're communicating. I mean, you know, young people, if you're 18 years old, making up slangs is probably the one of the most fun things that you'll find to do. But, and that's not what I'm referring to here. What I'm referring to here is the distinct lack of communications between and amongst our people, really, and you know, between generations and amongst our people in general. I find myself unable to communicate sometimes in certain places just because where the people understand the words, they may not understand the words in another sense. I'll give you an example. In Nigeria today, when you use the word alert, only one thing comes to mind, which is the mobile phone notification that a person receives when they make a financial transaction, usually, you know, when somebody makes a transfer to them. And that word has come to sort of occupy a large proportion of the minds of our people, you know. And there are many more words, but they've come to be accorded only one meaning. And you know that, you know, that there's a different context in which you can use the word alert. And so if you said to someone, you know, I heard a noise and I was alert, they might not understand what you mean. So I think that we need to really, as a matter of urgency, return to the age of libraries. We must go back to the age of libraries. You know, even if Nigeria became a first world country tomorrow morning, we would still need libraries. If everyone had a certain degree of affluence, we would still need libraries, because that's the place where people go to essentially associate with vast amounts of knowledge. There's almost something spiritual about a library, to me at least. There's almost something sacred about walking into a library. And I think that we can hand to the coming generation that same sense of sanctity, and hopefully they can use it to build the inner man. Thanks for listening. I hope that you found this episode interesting. Join me in my cause to build libraries. Say a word to anyone who can help. I'd be happy to be a part of your campaign. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.